American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General following scrutiny over a federal sex trafficking investigation. Chad Pergram has the latest.
Well, let me start with the immediate reaction here. A lot of the senators here on Capitol Hill did not even know. I'm just going to read you some of the initial response. Eric Schmidt, the Republican senator from Missouri, he indicated that he thought that this was a personal decision. Joe Manchin, the retiring independent senator from West Virginia, said, smart man, smart move. Roger Wicker, the Republican senator from Mississippi, he said that this was a positive development. And Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon, he said that this was not surprising, considering his manifest unsuitability for the position. Now, again, the question is whether or not Matt Gaetz can serve in the new Congress. Now, I want to direct you to what was said on the House floor just a couple of days ago. So he resigned from the House. He said, I intend to be the Attorney General. I'm going to go through that confirmation process. And in his resignation letter, he indicated that he would not be in the new Congress. Well, here's the rub. He's not currently a member of this Congress, which ends on January 3rd, but he was duly elected just a couple of weeks ago to the new Congress.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was pressed about the House ethics investigation of Gaetz.
And categorically, you never spoke to the ethics committee members or Mr. Guest saying, don't put this out, this looks bad, this is a problem for Mr. Trump's nominee.
No, I did not. I've been very careful to stay out of that. I'm not to stay neutral and not put a thumb on the scale, so to speak, in these investigations.
The FBI has arrested a man for allegedly plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. Madison Allworth has more.
After a months-long undercover investigation by the FBI, Haroon Abdul Malik Yenner has been charged with trying to use an explosive device to damage a building. Yenner had desires to join an extremist group and carry out violent attacks. Investigators searched a storage unit used by him, and it was full of bomb-making sketches, watches with timers, and electronic circuit boards that could be used to make explosive devices. But he didn't have any explosive material himself. Yenner was relying on others for that, and they turned out to be undercover agents. Last month, Yenner told the undercover agents that he wanted to detonate the bomb the week before Thanksgiving at the stock exchange.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister, Yoav Gallant, accusing them of war crimes and crimes against humanity during the Israeli invasion of Gaza. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford criticizing that court.
They're literally saying as a court, the nation and the leader of a nation that was attacked by terrorism, that still is trying to get the hostages back from their nation, that person is the criminal.
A senator is not happy with President Biden's approval of Ukraine to use long-range American missiles in Russia. Chris Woodward has more.
Talking about the missile deal on the Washington Watch program, Senator Tommy Tuberville said Biden is trying to dig a deeper hole for Trump when he takes office.
That's all they're trying to do. He's trying to put his legacy in.
Meanwhile, Tuberville said the only thing this is going to do is get more people killed or injured.
It's not going to prove anything. Listen, number one, Ukraine can't win. They never could win this fight. It's just been a money laundering scheme from day one.
Tuberville said we would love for Ukraine to be able to push back against Russia, but that's not been possible. He added that American taxpayers have funded almost all of this war compared to those from our NATO allies.
We've made no progress. They're losing more every day in Ukraine in terms of their land. And Joe Biden just escalated it. And it scares me to death because, President Trump's going to come in. He's going to try to put some sense of reality in this, but they're making it worse and worse. And that's all by design.
I'm Chris Woodward.
House Republicans are hoping to extend the Trump tax cuts through his second term. Missouri Representative Jason Smith explained how they plan to do so.
I set up 10 different tax teams within the House Ways and Means Committee. We've traveled to over 20 different states, 120 different meetings with real small business owners, real working families, real family farmers, and understanding the issues that they care the most deeply about in the tax code and that can help turn this economy around.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.